Joe, she'd be alright. She'd sleep anywhere.
Oh my god.
Probably not.
What?
That's how you coming?
She can't be
what
here.
What was that?
But she could take you up top, maybe.
Ooh. Ooh. That just tried you.
You'll be back. I'm just saying.
Welcome back to the pod, niggas. Did you miss us?
What's happening?
What's popping? What's cracking?
Yeah.
97 Legends with 3 special guests. And I ain't gonna beat you. We ain't about to bullshit because it's late in the motherfucker. Nigga got something to do in the morning. So let's get to it. We about to do the, I would say battle of the sexes, but it's about to just some real nigga conversation. So first topic we got, why do niggas or why do females deserve less? Who wants to start it? Let's go with Ari. She looks like she's eager.
Spicy, okay. And this motherfucker's about to kiss me.
Spicy.
I love it.
Why do men deserve less?
That's her question. You talk loud.
Why do men deserve...
Niggas running from the mic. That's wild. That's wild. Go first, Prater.
Why do women deserve less?
As far as what, though? Like, we're
yeah, yeah, I need you to be more specific.
Because women are wonderful.
Sometimes. Black women are wonderful.
Black women are wonderful.
Sometimes.
Kevon Belcher is the only one that does not like black women. I love my black queens. As crazy as y'all are.
Okay, yeah, so can we get specific with the question?
So I'm saying when deserve less, as in, should the praise be there, or should it be like, nah?
For women, of course.
No. I'm not saying just women. I'm just saying in black women.
Oh, black women.
Because if it comes down to it, are they correct when they say we are the weakest link and like we don't deserve everything that they give us? So we do deserve a little bit less than what they give us, or do we deserve everything that was given?
I need to reword this question. That was a lot.
It was?
I mean, if you really want to keep it a bean, we don't deserve a fucking thing. Women are great, bro.
Wow. He's talking that stuff right now.
Pass the mic to my mans.
He's talking that stuff.
That's the truth,
respect,
though.
Respect. I respect it.
What a dot is. That's what you're speaking to.
I mean, it's the truth, though. If we're keeping it a bean, we all know. Niggas are not shit. I have no problem with it.
But why are we not shit?
Why are we not shit? Because we're men.
Because men are immature.
Okay, yeah. No. Yeah. We're not going to say that.
So
we're not
going to
say. We're not going to say men are immature.
Is that not what the...
Because, no. That's not, no.
Really?
Men are not immature.
I think it...
I do not think that men are immature. Yeah. In any type of way.
In any type of way?
As far as relationship-wise, no.
Relationship-wise, I feel like that is the...
I do. I don't. I think it's less than...
Give the mic.
I think it's definitely less immaturity than just... I don't think it's like immaturity that's the problem. I think it's more or less... I don't know how... Like,
understanding?
I don't even think it's understanding. I think it's just...
Making decisions?
Yeah. I think it's personal decision. It's either greed or it's... Or it's just that you don't care at the end of the day. I don't think it's because you're immature. You know what you're doing. Don't get me wrong. It might not be right. I don't think that somebody's going to a situation to where it's like, okay, they're too immature to like understand where I'm coming from. It's not maturity. That's the problem. It's what are you doing? What are your actions? That's not immaturity. It's just you. It's what you're doing is the problem. I mean, it's not... Sitting there saying, okay, he's not ready. He's not built enough for this. She's not built enough for this. It's not that. It's okay, no, you're just being a dumbass.
Can it be based on per person though?
Huh?
Can it be based on per person?
I mean, it's always on per person. I mean, either you care or you don't care at the end of the day. That's literally what it is. Either you care enough to sit there and take care of a person, or if you don't care and you just saying, fuck it. And that's the end of the situation.
But not caring so comes with immaturity.
Yeah, exactly. So let me ask.
I don't think that's immaturity, though.
So would you not say it would be more mature to say, I'm not ready for this, and I'm going to communicate that, fuck it, I'm going to be single, not right. Fuck around with you, and say, oh, this is what I'm going to do just because I'm not ready for it. It's more mature to say I'm not ready for it than sit there and fuck around and then be like, it has nothing to do with immaturity. That's immature.
I mean, that's, I feel like in some situations it's more or less, I'm pretty sure they can hear me with that, but I'm just saying, like, do you think that's more immaturity or just them being difficult and being just like being not shit? Literally, at the end of the day, is it more or less that, or is it, do you think it's
rapid? It's definitely gonna stay.
It's gonna flat.
Fuck yeah, I don't care.
But yeah, like I said, but it's just, do you want to put it into that? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's more or less, like, I don't think it's, I doubt it's immature. In my eyes, I don't think it's immature.
It depends what we're talking about.
Yeah, really, because
it depends what we're talking about.
As far as I'm just thinking, if you're saying immature, like relationship wise, as in dudes cheating, dudes like not communicating, dudes.
Or so women. You don't feel like that's immature? Maturity comes with good communication and making a good decision.
Right.
So immaturity would be.
What? You're saying, if a dude just outright says, I don't care that I have a girlfriend, I'm just cheap. Do you think that's
immaturity? Immaturity is the root of making poor decisions.
I don't think so. I honestly believe that. I feel like that's just a dude not caring about
it. I mean, you can call it what you want, wordplay, but it's immaturity, like she said, is the root of
making poor decisions.
Yes, yeah, poor decision making.
But that also can be like you're just neglectful. Cause if I don't personally care like for something or to even do something, it's like I maybe do it out of like I'll take the consequences, fuck it type shit. But that attitude can't always, I'm not saying understood, but everybody isn't going to look at that the same way that you look. It's like, well,
yeah, that's true.
But I mean, you allow it, but then you get some people like, well, they allowed it or something like that. But it's like, they also knew that they were wrong.
But then what about in those situations where it's just like, because you would say that maturity is something that you grow out of, right?
Immature.
Yeah. Like something like if you're immature, you have to mature into that better person, right?
When it comes to everybody always
doesn't
keeps...
care. Do you think that's just them?
So you being think so? So y'all think being careless is a part of your personality?
Yeah,
it can be.
I definitely think it can be. I mean, I definitely.
If you put it that way, then I guess
because I definitely.
It's also different levels of.
I've definitely
careless.
Been in situations where I've not cared, and I've done. When we was in high school, well, you know who we were just talking about. I definitely did not care if I was cheating on that person or not. I did.
Yeah. But then, like,
at the end of the day, it wasn't because I was immature. I knew what I was doing.
It's just
right, but that still can be an immature act. You know,
but that's still.
You know what you're. You can know what you're doing, and that's still immature of you. When you grow as a person and then mature you, you'll be like, that's not even worth it. What the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm just thinking, why am I cheating? If it's that serious, I'm gonna be single. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, if you put it in that,
that don't make it any.
I mean, but when y'all say maturity, I feel like y'all are saying like they're just like not they're just not ready for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not. I feel like.
If you're in a relationship and you're playing somebody, then you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Therefore, you are immature.
I'm not saying that not being ready for a relationship makes you immature. I'm saying knowing you're not ready and then pursuing a relationship,
knowing right
being
from
in
wrong,
that
yeah.
relationship, that makes you immature to even hop in that relationship knowing you're not ready for it and to cheat and to not give it. But that's immature. If you're mature, you're going to hop in a relationship when you're ready
and do what you
do right by that person. Is
right.
All I'm saying. But.
Well, then, would you say it's mature for girls to, for women to sit there and get into a relationship for the wrong reasons? So, say a dude is cashing him out. Is that mature? Or no?
Yeah.
Because that's why I feel like, you feel me, this is where
that's immature actions for selfish
game. That whole conversation turned into a different thing, because you're sitting there telling me that it's maturity.
I think that's more
if a woman sits there and says, you know what, I'm going to cuff this dude because he's sitting there giving me bands.
That's more of like being opportunist though.
Yeah.
Like,
but would you not say that's...
I would say opportunists are immature though.
So you would say that is immature.
That's more selfish gain.
Yeah, like,
that's not immature. What she said.
But what I'm saying is, if you're sitting,
that's some superficial shit. Like, that's not, that has nothing to do with getting relationships and cheating. Like, people establish, like, I'm about to be your sugar daddy. Like, I'll run you them bands. Like, that's established. That's, you're getting in that with intent.
And men do it because they want to.
But then there are women that sit. But what I'm saying is, so say you see all these women on Twitter and IG. Mm-hmm. They sit there and say, I don't want no dude unless he's sitting there sending me $1,000 cash apps.
That's an immature mindset.
But I'm saying, would you say that's immature because they're trying to get into that relationship because of the fact of money? And that's, I mean, either way, it might not be mature because you're into this whole relationship because of what? I mean, at the end that you're saying, they're saying that cheating and saying that you're not ready because you're not ready to communicate, you're not ready for a relationship, and yet you're getting into a relationship because of, like, money. I mean, I think it's more or less, I don't think people are much, it's not maturity that people need to be in question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just needs to be more of a...
So what do you think needs to be in question when it comes to men in relationships? If it's not maturity, then what is it?
It's, I mean, it can be all different sorts of things. I mean,
selfishness.
What? Selfishness, greed, lust, I don't know.
Some people do, some men do have commitment issues.
That too.
But I mean
it also depends how it also
talk
like
way.
I feel like it also
talk
starts
way.
With who raises you, like how you treat women is how you're taught. You feel me? Like, does that make sense?
It do, but it don't. Because I look at, well, at least from my point of view, niggas who are mama's boys cheat on their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a girlfriend. Me and my mom had a terrible relationship. Mm-hmm. Never cheat on a girl, beat a girl. So that don't always go hand in hand, for real.
I mean, I feel like that's more in the case for women because of the fact that they know what they should be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, you feel me, a father figure type thing. Because that's why everybody always says that if women have, like, a good father figure, they're always knowing what they should want and how a man should treat them.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
But men, it could be in two different ways. You could sit there and say, you feel me, my dad treated my mom terribly wrong. I'll never be like that dude in my life.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm going to treat my woman right. But then there could be dudes that are like, I seen my dad act like this his whole life.
So I'm
crazy. And he's like, you feel me? I look up to him.
Right.
So I'm going to do exactly what it is. So, I mean, I don't feel like it's... It could be a toss-up hand in hand. I mean, I can't really sit there and say, oh, your parents were this way. So I'm going to think that you're like that.
And that's I don't ever blame that shit for... Cause you got conscious decisions, bro.
Exactly. Like, and I mean, you grow out of what you sit there and see from your household.
Like, you know right from wrong,
so,
period.
That's
no matter
true.
How much you was like your parents,
but that's
no matter
again,
what you've seen
again,
growing
that's
up.
That's why I don't think that's maturity. I think it's more or less...
I think it's the person, bro. Like,
it's just... It's like
morals more for me. So, like, I've grown up with... My parents have always been together. And it's like... I understand that with real love, it comes... imperfections. It's nothing's perfect. Nothing's going to be smooth sailing. If it is, something is wrong. There's something going on behind the scenes that somebody isn't being honest with.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go in full focus to thinking of it's going to be butterflies and daffodils and all, you're going to get exactly what you don't want. And that's what it's going to end up being. So, like, most, I'm not,
and that's
not
media love.
Yeah. Like social media and what people see, they want everything they can't have or don't have.
Exactly.
So if I go out and I see a girl and she may be the cutest thing, best looking thing online,
she may be the worst thing for you in real life.
Yeah, and her personality does not match up with my standards in the way I was brought up and raised and what I desire. So I can have this picture of what I want, if you don't even qualify a tad bit, I'm not going to force myself to be in it or get myself in a situation where we're together forever, like people having a kid or buying a house or a car or something like that.
Right.
Once you do stuff like that, that's what messes up a relationship, because now we have ties that it's hard as hell to even separate from. So if we keep on attacking and trying to fix this situation or try to get around it, I don't think we're creating more problems that's going to separate us even further.
You know, bitches have babies, like that's supposed to fix their relationship.
Yeah.
And those are the same thing. They put one in there just so that they feel like they can, you feel me, trap them in.
Oh,
guess what? I'm always beat it. I can always hit this ball. It's slow for that.
Okay.
If you crazy enough to put a baby in a female that you had prior situations or just prior things that happened that just gave you red flags, you deserve everything that's handed to you. And not trying to be like that. 9 out of 10, once you do stuff like that, it follows you. And once you finally develop that, all the bad shit that you did is going to catch up to you. And then you'll realize, like, damn, I could have been had this if I didn't do such and such or didn't want to do this and that. It's female and males. Because, I mean, it's plenty of females that realize after they had a kid with a guy, it's like, damn, that was so stupid. Like, why would I do that? Now they're chasing all these guys that have the vision that they actually want now, but when that nigga wanted that vision for him, they left dry.
Topic, yeah. I'm not gonna speak to that. That's for the next topic, because that's real talk, no cap, and that's why that next topic, why women are just as not shit as dudes.
I mean, we knew that already.
No. Women definitely think that it's just niggas ain't shit.
Oh, of course.
And it's foul. And it's beyond foul. The way that women believe that it's just niggas ain't shit.
Honestly,
I know women that are just...
Let's get into this next topic.
Aren't shit? Also, are you kidding me?
Also, some women are foul.
We can get to that next topic now.
Listen, man.
It ain't no 60-40.
I've said this 1,000 times. Wade heard me say this 1,000 times. Why can't we all just accept the fact that
we all are shit.
It's okay. Shit. We can keep it a butt. We keep it a beam, bro. Listen, bro. Nobody's judging nobody, bro. Listen, if you're not shit, it's okay. Just know yourself. It's okay.
It just blows.
Being not shit is not a bad thing when you...
It's normal.
I mean, I'm not a bad thing. It's very not a normalized. Bad thing.
Listen. If I come and talk to you at the bar one day, we get to chopping it up, and you want to, and you feel me, I get your number, we start talking about this other shit, and you ask me, oh, my fuck. You ask me, so what do you want from me? And I keep it a buck, and be like, listen, I'm trying to fuck.
I want the doonies.
So then if you sitting there telling me that
So if I fuck, because this is what happens with most women, at least the women I've come across. If I fuck, and then y'all just put yourselves in this imaginary relationship shit, because of some sex.
If you
feelings get involved and all that different shit.
A soul attachment.
You get mad at me because I go and do my thing. I am nowhere tied to you. I told you what this was from the jump.
Right. I'd rather that's a man be straight up.
Exactly.
Tell me.
In that case, it's definitely on the
woman. Yeah, y'all say that.
Men will really like talk you up and try to say all this stuff just to fuck you.
Exactly.
And that's why people be catching
feelings.
If you
are straightforward at the beginning, then you can decide, like, I'm with it, I'm not. And then if the woman at the end try to play them games, like, oh, you really playing me, this and that, it's on them. Because you already explained your intent in the beginning.
Because this is
also, y'all gotta understand, too. If we go out. If it's like going to Sam's Club.
No.
If you go to Sam's Club and you get the sample,
right,
like, and you fucking with it.
Women's opinion on it.
If you getting that sample from Sam's Club, it's like, shit, oh, it's a deal too. Might as well get the whole thing. Now I got it, I take it home. After a while, you're like, I'm tired of this shit. I really don't know if I want this like that. Y'all get mad at us. We still did what we wanted to do. y'all wanted more from us that we never really said that we wanted to. We had a goal, we accomplished it. Now it's I'm done.
You know what? This is exactly what y'all just said is why I say women are not shit. Exactly what y'all two just said. Because what? This, exactly, I'd rather a nigga be not shit. Because y'all really not? Just sat there and said y'all would rather a dude be straight up with y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Cat.
Instead of
I'm not speaking for all cat. Women, but personally that's yeah, what I'm
giving. And I give you that y'all are talking about on y'all's behalf.
How many times has a friend or a female that you know said that?
A lot of females I know say that. A lot of
some bitches
say
are done.
But actions are totally different from what they say.
Every woman sits there and says, I would rather every you tell me exactly what you want from me.
Exactly.
And I'm going to make a decision. Because if so we sat there and tell you, because then every dude would sit there and tell you, I'm trying to hit. That is.
Then you will feel. Then insecurities pop in. It's like, am I not enough?
It blows me that y'all can sit there and say that y'all want this, all this, like truth. But then when we tell y'all the truth, y'all sit there and try to say dudes aren't shit because all y'all want is to have sex. And then yet there are times where there are dudes in y'all's DMs that are thirsting for y'all, that are sitting there saying, "I will throw the world at you." And yet, y'all will sit there and curve the hell out of them. And then y'all will sit there and go after that so-called not shit. Y'all will sit there and say that y'all will not go. Y'all don't want that not shit dude. And yet y'all will go thirst for that dude. So I don't understand how y'all make that make sense, because
personally, I don't do that shit like that.
Are y'all listening to this man?
You have women that you're
not a select. You of women. That is majority. I'm talking like a good 60 to 70% women.
It's definitely 8.5.
Because if you sit there and tell me.
No cap.
If you said that, Ari.
Might be 9 out of 10 for real.
Ari. How many dudes sit there and tell you. How many dudes sit there and tell you in your DMs that. They will sit there and do anything for you, blah, blah, blah.
I drink your
To be honest, that's what most of them say in my DMs. They don't even come straight for like, trying to, but most of them are saying that bullshit.
Well, that's because they know that no girl is just going to sit there and say, oh.
So does that mean you're not shit? What the fuck are you saying? Why are you in my DM saying you'll give me the fucking world, treat me like a queen, when really you just
the nigga maybe could give you the world. His world.
My logic is that y'all can't handle the truth.
That's a real thing, but that's a different topic for later.
Okay. I feel like women can't handle the truth when it really comes to what dudes' intentions are. Because if you sit there and really if you think about it, how important is sex to men? It is probably a top two thing, right?
It's literally.
It's so then if you sit
it's
there and
paramount.
Think about if that's what every dude is
if the
thinking
box
about,
is whack,
it might not even be like that's the number one thing. All I want to do is have sex with you. Mm-hmm. But sex is definitely a top two thing.
Because women are
if a dude sat there and told you my main goal is to have sex with you, y'all would say no to every single dude unless it was the dude that y'all wanted that was saying.
Should it not be with the dude that you want?
But y'all sit there and claim that y'all want all this romance, all this other stuff, but yet y'all keep going after the dudes that aren't, quote, shit. So I don't understand how y'all sit there and...
Sometimes you don't know that.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. But what
it's definitely trial and error.
Listen, bro.
I just don't get how y'all can sit there and say dudes aren't shit because all they want to do is have sex. But yet, every dude wants to have sex.
Y'all are just more...
And yet, y'all keep going
don't
after...
Get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Men are hoes, whores,
sure.
Whatever y'all want to call us. Y'all are just more uppity hoes. Like, y'all are more picky than us.
Classified
hoes. Like he said, y'all will wait until, you feel me, you get the nigga that you want.
That is not shit at all. That y'all swear up and down that y'all... Bro, I can't stand these type of dudes. I can't blah, blah, blah. He's not shit. And go after the same dude instead of the dude that is... I am trying to take you out on the coldest date of all time.
This is my problem, though. Men always use that whole scenario. Men in the DMs trying to give you the world... Why do women have to accept that? Like, why do women have
to... What other way is it going
to
happen?
What do you mean? They're interested in the man. They don't have to... Just because a nigga's offering a 5-star meal or date, that don't mean they have to fucking like him or be like,
oh yeah, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all.
Men are always saying that, like, why are you going to go with this man, nigga? Because I'm not interested in you. That's all that.
And that's cool.
That's understandable. Like, it's
cool. Because everybody has their... You feel me? Their preference.
I'm not interested. So men try to act like that's the bar.
Hey, listen.
A nigga in your DMs offering you the world, but you don't want him.
I don't give a fuck about that. I know how to get a bitch on a date. You
take a but what I'm saying,
bitches love tacos,
margarita.
But
I'm bitches
love tacos. You take a bitch to get some good ass tacos. You fucking that night. I'm telling you.
At what point does it stop?
It's a cheat code to life. Okay.
So what you mean?
At what point does it stop to where it's sitting there saying, okay, you know what?
Who ain't more shit?
I feel like, who ain't more shit?
Oh, well, we're not about to get to that.
But like, at the end of the day, why are women being blamed for men wanting to just fuck? Why are we have to be blamed for choosing? At that point, like, I'm just be saying,
I don't blame y'all. I know y'all choose.
You have to choose, but all these niggas,
like, I give you that. Said, well, I give
so
you
so why are we being blamed for niggas just wanting to fuck?
Because of what y'all just sit there and try to portray, that y'all want this and that, but yet there are dudes that are willing and happily will ever do this and that like y'all want. But y'all go after the ones that are not doing this and
but
that.
This thing also, how it is hard as hell to decipher
is.
Who is real and who's just bullshitting.
Because
the one
that's what I'm saying.
It's not always just easy to sit there, because there were dudes that will. I am one of those dudes that was. You feel me? I will talk your head up, and I will. You feel me?
I will vouch for that.
It was definitely that.
Because he did that to me. He definitely did.
So, it's real. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying that, you feel me, that it's easy just to sit there and say, okay, this dude is, you feel me, he really will give me the world. Okay, this dude will, is just here for that.
I never used to give me a world line.
Well, I never used to give me the world line either. But what I'm sitting there saying, like,
never use that one.
If you want to talk it up,
red flag. Never trust
if you want to talk it up, bro.
That nigga bullshit.
It's just, I just think it's really weird.
I think I use the Saturn. I can change your life.
Saturn. I just think it's really weird that girls will swear up and down they want this and that, and then go after the dude that's not doing this and that.
Well, at that point, you're just a really, dumb bitch.
Yeah, or
but that is like, a lot of women. Like, y'all don't understand.
Well, we're not saying
but
that.
But sometimes
that's
I feel like
a lot of women.
I feel like a lot of women, because I feel like sometimes women don't even mean to fall for them type of niggas.
I'm not about to let you do that. Oh no.
Many.
Like I said, 8 out of 10 women do that shit.
Hold on, what did we say again? What did we say?
What Ari just said, as in, like, you sitting there saying, like, women will sit there and, like, I'm confused on what you're trying to, like, trying to portray it at. Like, what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that?
Are you saying, like, women can't help sometimes who you like?
Yeah, like, sometimes you'll, like, I don't know, I'm not saying that. A lot of women don't do that, but sometimes you can't help who you like, a not shit nigga, it could be some aspects of him that you really fuck with, but then overall this nigga's not shit. And you'd be like, damn, I just fell for a not shit nigga, but
all
I like some aspects of him. Like, sometimes it happens.
You not shit saying. Likes not shit. I'm just
But what I'm saying
know.
Is, as
not
how
shit
many
attracts
times,
not shit.
But out of how many times do you have to keep on falling for this not shit? Until you want to realize.
Sure. Like
I said, exactly.
That point,
but
a dumb
exactly.
At that point, you're a dumb bitch.
Okay.
I mean, but we all, that's good. We all can be attracted to somebody like, I know you're not good for me.
Exactly.
But I still want to try it type shit.
But that's where I sit there and say, y'all
that's
cannot
toxic,
say
that
both, men
but
are
both
not
both
shit.
Toxic.
That is toxic. I feel like.
Toxic is used too loosely. Way too loosely.
That is
way
toxic.
Too loosely.
Way too loosely.
If you like shit that stresses you out that you don't like,
then what is toxic to you then?
That's toxic.
Okay, that's toxic.
Like
the way
toxic,
you said that,
you
okay.
Like
the way you said that, that's toxic. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
You like the toxic relationship. A man is not treating you right. You like that shit, so you're toxic.
say it depends. It depends on the girl too.
What you got?
A lot of girls got daddy issues. A lot of y'all bitches need dads.
Amen. I am not your father. I am not your grandfather. I am not pops, none of that.
I'm just saying, bro, like, bitches be sounding like they need dads, bro.
I know,
bitches
sound like they need therapists. Go see fucking
online.
Need a counselor.
Okay, well,
I can't confide my life in you?
Women be trying to.
You make, niggas want therapists.
Women be trying to make men.
Huh?
But y'all claim that we hold everything in and don't express ourselves
point,
also.
And then y'all say, huh? How is that not the point?
Y'all say confide in
me. They say confide in me.
Tell me what's wrong with you. Communicate.
Yes, but oh my God.
Women are naturally
women are
nurturing people.
So what's the...
Women are naturally nurturing
I'm not.
So then what do you want? So what I'm saying is like...
No, I'm talking about how they be like, well, niggas will drag you through hell, expect for you to help... Women help you to overcome all your fucking past traumas and shit. Nigga, you need a therapist. I can't help you with that. A relationship is supposed to add on to your
life. Wait, time out. What's a therapist when I do?
Help you with
just listen to me, right? A therapist is going to listen.
I'm not a therapist. That's
you can't listen?
I can listen, but I cannot help you.
A therapist
is going to
listen the same thing you did. A therapist is going to do what you're doing.
She got a valid point. It's selfish.
But there's a lot of women that do the same thing.
It's selfish of you to expect that out of a person.
At the end of the day,
you
feel me?
Yeah, it's like how.
Now, granted. If she wants to do that for you and she hangs that over your head, that's wrong.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
That's wrong as fuck.
But you can't expect somebody to be that for you.
Exactly. I can give you that, but what I'm saying is don't ask for it. Don't sit there and say, I want you to tell me what is wrong. Like, don't sit there. But I'm saying,
same thing.
I give you that. You can't.
But then you're going to be like, but why are you feeling that way? Then it goes to the deeper.
But then,
that's
a
part of the I'm saying don't expect that bitch to help you heal your.
Oh yeah,
past.
I get
you.
Yeah.
She's not your therapist.
But what
yeah,
I'm
saying,
a lot of niggas
are
like, oh, I'm not shit because you know this and that, and I gotta get through this, or mom just gonna help me come up and heal all this shit. That's not.
But there's
job.
But okay, so then, could you say the same thing as for women, as they always put their past traumas onto the new dude that they got, and then they expect that dude to sit there and just wait for you to get over that past trauma that happened to you. So sit there and say, oh, I got problems with, I have issues. I have trust issues because of my last dude.
Right.
So I'm going to put all those trust issues onto you because you're my current dude. And I just, you feel me, that old dude just got me in my head.
No, that's not right.
Okay, but I mean, that's the same thing, like, is it not? But women expect us to be there and just, you feel me, to help y'all get through
but
that,
you know,
right?
I get what you're saying, but I feel like that's two different things. Expecting a fucking therapist and somebody to bear with you while you're working through your past traumas. I'm trying to tell you, niggas will expect bitches to be their therapist, fucking heal them, or be like, expect, I don't know, it's kind of, I can't.
So,
you literally just met, there was nothing.
I didn't see the difference.
I honestly didn't see the difference.
I didn't word it that well, but what I'm trying to say is like, I don't know.
Because I get what you're saying, as in, like, you shouldn't expect your woman to sit there and be your crutch. I don't want my woman to be my crutch and help me walk again.
Like,
I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm sitting there saying, how can you sit there and be mad? I'm not saying that it's granted that you feel me. That shouldn't be what you expect from your significant other. It shouldn't be.
Right.
But women sit there and do the same thing. It might not be in the same way. It might not be, you feel me, I'm telling you, oh, I need you to help me get through this. But if I'm sitting here, you're not shit because, oh, I had this past trauma and I don't trust you. I mean, is that not the same thing as one? It might not be one a therapist, but it's PTSD, and you need help to get through that, because I mean, I'm not the one that caused you that problem, am I?
For a weird ass example. A bitch last nigga could have been texting her like, hey, I'm about to go hoop. Going to hoop means I'm cheating all over you.
Mm-hmm.
She found out. Now when you do it, she doing all types of crazy shit.
Where you going? What you doing?
I'm coming to watch you hoop.
Weird.
I don't do that shit.
weird.
So weird death.
Basically, I'll give you what y'all saying. So, like, my past relationships, traumas, and all should not become a burden on you because I don't know how to control them. Yes. When I want you to project and tell me how you feel.
But I feel so like I that's 50-50 on women and men.
At the end of the day, you're in control.
It can't
of your
be 50-50, though.
I definitely don't think it's a majority of either side of whichever side that you think it is that hold that person as a crutch. I definitely don't think it's more men that sit there and say, like, you feel me? Oh, I need you to help me get to where I'm at. I mean, to get to where I'm going because of, you know, my past traumas. But I definitely don't think it's a lot more women that becomes
insecurity. And you can't. We can't do nothing with somebody else's insecurities.
I mean, but that's a lot of people, though. Wait, I mean,
Okay, once something happens to somebody and they hold it, they don't know how to get rid of it. Even if they do like therapy or something like that. At what point do you me do something totally right? What point does that become something that I can help control or help fix? I can't fix that because mentally you think this and it's cemented in your head, so it's really not. It's not. Can't be 50-50 because I can't.
But help. No, I'm saying it's 50-50 as like 50-50 as in both sides deal with that same type of situation. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying it's 50-50 as in like, you know, who needs to help and who doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying like women go through that just as much as men. For sure. That's what I'm saying. So what was that question?
So what's your question, Ty? This is Ty Belcher. Entering.
This is Ty. Add me on Snapchat, TBelcher6. Follow me on Twitter, TBelcher6. Add me on Instagram, TB6_era. Anyways, my question for the round table, is more geared towards the women at the table. Why are women more likely to take on a project, so to speak, than men are?
I'm gonna
make this. Oh, this nigga's not shit. Let me make him into the best boyfriend.
Let me make him a man.
Money.
Let me try to change him.
I don't know.
Because I'm the best.
You cannot.
I can build anybody.
You cannot change somebody unless they want to change.
He said that was
yours
towards the women.
But listen. Women also have a tendency of trying to live out their fantasies on people. Mm-hmm. Y'all are very. Y'all some fantasizing motherfuckers.
Boy.
Y'all are some fantasizing
dreaming.
Motherfuckers.
Dream chasers.
No cap.
Y'all need to all be with Meek Mill and sign with him.
Y'all try to bring y'all's ideas to life.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all definitely do. I give y'all credit for that. But at some point, y'all gotta be like,
y'all do succeed because y'all have the one thing that niggas could never turn down. Unless you have a cute face and some titties.
I just feel like dudes. I feel like dudes don't go for
at least some car.
I don't think dudes go for it just because of the simple fact that they don't want to work for that.
Yeah, I feel like it's a difference. I mean, I feel like women are more likely because they. I feel like women give a lot more effort to. I fucking fast when I say that. I feel like women just give a lot more effort when it comes to relationships. I'm not discrediting men, but I'm saying. Women are more likely to put a lot of effort toward the relationship, person. And I feel like women, they do. So they can get with a man, and they might not be ideal, but the woman's always going to be like, well, like you said, I can change him. Like, I can make him.
I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off, but this is a simple fact.
Go ahead.
If he not working hard, he don't like you. I'm just, at the end of the day, if the man does not care, the man's not going to change. That's just point blank.
The man is going to keep a woman he wants to keep.
Facts.
Same for women.
Exactly.
A woman is going to keep a man she wants to keep.
Exactly.
Facts.
So, Nia, you can't change nobody, but I feel like
you can't change anybody, no matter how hard you try, no matter what quotes you read them, no matter what books you read them,
no matter what Steve Harvey said,
no matter what y'all see on Ellen, no matter what y'all see, no, bro, you can't change anybody.
You can help a person grow, but you cannot change them.
You cannot.
That's what it is.
I feel like life experience is the only way it can change a person.
Yeah, life experience just change people.
Shit has to happen for you to get it.
Life-changing experience.
Because it's all about perspective, for real. Like, if you ain't never been through it, you can't
talk relate. About it. Oh, yeah, you can't relate to it.
Thank you for your time, Brown Table.
That was a good question.
All right.
The man of the myth and legend.
All right, so what makes somebody a hoe in your eyes?
Okay, talk about. Put that down. Because I have a great answer. Because me and Mel were just talking about it. Hey, man, shout out to Mel Tuff.
I come back for this.
hey, listen. Me and my boy Mel were just talking about this. Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Tuff Detail. Shout out to Fastlane Crew Clothing.
Right. Shout out to Corrupt.
All right, listen, man. Listen. When we talk about people are hoes, especially women, because men, we got this double standard thing with
almost
women
definitely.
And being
there's
hoes.
A double standard in a lot of things, for sure.
But just because, listen, and this is what we talked about earlier too about women keeping it a buck. If you like to have sex, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a woman liking to have sex.
Embracing
there's
your sexual,
nothing
embrace
wrong
your
with
sexual
that.
Activity.
Cause men, what?
First off,
if you like to beat the doonies down, you like to get the doonies back.
You feel me, men, we love to have sex. We all know
if
that.
Cat need to be scratched. Say
I think
that.
I think the.
I'm here with you, Brandon.
I think that we should throw the term hoe out the window, low key.
You think we should?
Yeah.
I do not agree. You have me, but you lost.
No, listen. You can definitely be like, oh, this chick, so and so, she's fucking the whole city. I'm not fucking that. But listen, just because she likes to have sex, that's really none of your business.
Is it not?
It's your my business.
I'm with him.
Exactly. And if you're not one of those niggas, you don't need to worry about it. But you as a man can be like, hey, I know her. She didn't got around a little bit. You know, I'm not going to go.
That's a thought.
I'm not.
But, no, okay. So,
I wish
you
had a video on
that. Based off what you were saying earlier, you like, we're men. We like sex. How are y'all able to embrace
society,
that? And that's not
double
the
standard. Fault.
Again, that double standard.
It is society's fault.
That's why I agree with him. That term needs to be.
My whole point is, I agree. It is definitely a double standard. But what we are not about to sit here and say,
so what
say,
we gonna do? If we not,
you want to accept that because at
so
the end of the day,
accept that you a hoe.
Yes,
on
God.
I agree with that too.
So
no cap.
Sex makes you a hoe. That's what we're gonna.
No,
do.
I'm not gonna sit there and say that.
So
I'm not gonna say.
Question,
I feel like
hoe,
I feel like
makes
what
hoe?
Makes somebody a hoe
yeah,
and being.
Must change.
Yeah.
I think the definition. The definition of it needs to
yeah,
go. Like having sex should like having sex with multiple people should not make you a hoe.
Having so sex what? Recklessly.
Yes.
Recklessly.
That
but
is.
Can you elaborate?
Reckless. If
you
said,
I'm talking
reckless,
about. I'm
yes,
talking about.
You mean.
I have yeah, 10. I had sex with 10
five
people
niggas
the same,
in one day.
In the same friend group the same week, all wrong.
And I'm not and I'm not and I'm not and I'm not listen though, cause for me, this play a part in it too. Like, you're not gonna go get checked out.
Yeah.
At the
you
end
know,
of the day,
you burning these men.
It's a like you feel me, like it's a lot more shit that ties into that shit, bro, cause you could really be burning people.
Yeah, you're doing a
coming from a nigga that's been burned
house.
Before.
I think
like,
it's more so
that shit not fun.
More of a
campfire.
You more of a hoe if you go out and say I'm doing it for selfish gain. Oh yeah, I've been in a relationship for 3 years.
Like I said, there's nothing wrong
so
with liking sex.
Has to do with
I think the word
yeah, tint definitely has to. Do
I think
I'm
the
like,
I think the word hoe comes into effect when you like I said, you really being reckless like.
So then you telling me person A sits there. And comes into our group chat
and she says, I like to have sex. Prater, Wade, Woody, Belch, Tough. Within this whole week, I want to have sex with every... I want to have sex with all of y'all. Are you telling me that girl is not a hoe?
Allegedly.
She is. By the definition, yes. Because that's reckless.
You think that's reckless?
Yes.
Why do you think that's reckless? If she's sitting there telling you what her intent is, she didn't say it had to be raw. It doesn't have to be on none of that. But you sitting here telling me that...
Okay, raw. I think it's more. Wait, time out.
I said, if it can be more condoms, I don't give a damn.
So, what's the difference between her doing that and us, and then the five people running a train on her? What's the difference?
There is no difference. That's the point.
Okay.
That's why there's a whole page here. You're not about to sit here and tell me.
Are you saying the same day or different days? I don't give a damn if it's the same day. Does it make it worse
if she does it individually, like secretly, or does she just openly say it in front of all of us?
Regardless.
I don't care.
It's different if you say it in front of all of us.
I feel like the term hoe has evolved from when we were in high school. Because in high school, it went from, oh, she has like three bodies, she's a hoe. And then as you get older, you become more mature and you understand. It's like, people are going to have sex. Mm-hmm. People are going to enjoy their
At some point, catching these bodies, bro.
I'm about to say it's different, because I get what he's saying.
If you're a murderer, you different from a serial killer.
Ain't nothing wrong with liking sex, bro.
A killer's a killer, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with liking sex, bro. But if you literally going out here and them, like, you fucking a new person.
You're a hoe.
Wait, time out. So what's like, the time? What's the incubation period between bodies?
I feel like there's a certain number.
What is the incubation period? What's the incubation period between bodies? Between different niggas.
I don't even think, I feel like, you feel me? If you want the, your incubation period,
I'm top five.
I feel like that period should at least. It's a double standard.
Regardless of the fact that
because
we are admitting that it's a double standard.
I definitely admit it is a double standard.
Definitely admitting it's a double standard
because if it's a dude. We will not sit here and call him a hoe. If you sit there and have sex with one girl on Monday and then turn around Tuesday and have sex with another, we consider you that dude.
Let's use an example real quick. Meg Thee Stallion. They was like, she get around. She was with YG, G, Easy, all these other niggas. But then YG out here, he had already made the song. He's like, hey, YG the goat for real, yeah, man. It's an implicit bias that we are all groomed into at a young age.
Oh, God.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
The thing is, a man, it's more so on how a female is raised compared to a man. A man is raised to have fun, be safe with it. A female is, okay. You are the prize. Take care of yourself and make sure your image is going to reflect on you.
I got a perfect example. Say you got a little brother and a little sister. They both 16. You're going to tell your brother to go fuck bitches. Mm-hmm. You be damned if your little sister bring a boyfriend home.
Yeah.
Right.
No cap. And that's where that double standard comes in. I'm not going to cap. It's a problem. Don't get me wrong. It's a problem. We should not be sitting here saying, "Oh, you a hoe, you a." I feel like there should be a number.
We're grown.
I'm not sitting here saying. I don't give a damn if you grown or not. And you're not about to sit here.
Yeah, so what's the number?
I know females that have 100 bodies. You're not about to tell me that a girl that has 100 bodies is not a hoe.
So is a nigga with 100 bodies?
I ain't hit her, so.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
She be a wack hoe. She be a wack hoe. I don't know.
Like, you can yes. Like, we all can admit to that.
So Kevon, if a woman is 25 years old, what is the number? What is her max number she's allowed to have?
I'm not saying that this is.
No, you said there's a number.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't be the one to sit there and say that number. But in my eyes, if she's as in our age category, she should not have more than 25 bodies. Okay, no cap. Again, I already. Again, I admit.
He said, but that's the question. But skip.
I admit that there is a double standard, and which I already admitted many, many times. Yes, dudes can have sex without a problem, without being shamed. Yes.
I feel like if you are the person that perpetuates the double standard, then your definition of hoe is invalid. You don't have a say. If you hold that double standard, you're out the window. Yeah, you can't have a say.
So you're telling me that what do you think the number would be for you? In what way, in what shape or form?
Personally,
what would you consider the definition of making you a hoe?
It's subjective. I don't know. Like, you can think the number is a little high, but like, fuck, that's in the past. What? If you clean, you ain't got no disease, you ain't doing nothing to physically harm me, give me STD, then what am I gonna say?
Damn, you was getting body. What you mean?
But if you are healthy, you're not passing the STD, you're not dirty, what? Then what can you say?
That's sick.
Wait, time out. There's a side question to this. So, okay, look, everybody becomes a promiscuous person for different reasons. What about the young ladies who are sadly, like, sexually abused as a younger lady?
Yeah, I ain't about to get into that right now.
No. That's a cause for why they become sexually active. Yeah,
that's a whole different story, though.
But then, how often are those girls going to be like, I got raped when I was younger, so this is why I'm a hoe? Like, they're not going to say that. So I feel like
you can't sit there and tell me that that's what every single quote hoe has been through. Like,
well,
you,
why we can't, but we why don't can't know. People's reasons be enough for them to say this is
but
why
what
I
I'm
had
saying.
Sex with
oh, you can have your reasons.
Okay, so time out.
Who am I to judge you?
But you still gonna call
facts
or
facts?
But you still
gonna
call facts still?
Time out. So time out. I want to know this conversation. I want to know this answer.
That's what
for y'all too. No, you and Rick. So look. If a dude came up to y'all and he said, I done hit 5 of your friends.
No.
Why not?
They're my friends. I don't fuck with niggas that are my friends.
What's the difference?
I'm calling him a hoe, that's saying I'm not going to fuck with a nigga that fucked with my friends. Yes. That's girl code. I have nothing to do with it. I'm not going to be like, nigga, you're a hoe. I'm going to be like, you fucked with my friends. I'm not interested.
I mean, we got guy code.
I mean, I don't think that.
I'm not gonna judge him like, nigga, you're a hoe. I'm gonna be like,
and it's about how it's about.
Those are the ones we.
So then, what's y'all's definition of a hoe?
I don't know. I just said it's subjective. I really can't tell you. Like, I don't.
So if it's subjective, and what's the difference from being subjective and being having that double standard? I mean, it's one person. You're saying that one person is being treated differently than the other. Okay. But if you're sitting there saying it's subjective to a person, because in that case, oh, you like a whole low key, but in your case, it's low key. It sounds like a double standard to me. You said it's subjective, right?
Yes.
So then if it's subjective, if it's two different people in the same situation, if it's subjective, right? That means in one person, if it's subjective, one person could be considered different than the other, right? Right? If it's subjective, it's not. Because it's subjective to what you think of that person and what the other person thinks. That's kind of what a.
I get what you're saying.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like with that, with. In my eyes, with that set number, I'm not sitting there saying that my number is perfect. I'm not saying that at all. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like at some point you gotta realize like, hey, big dog, you've been around the block a couple times. It's time to label yourself.
Hold your definition consistent, and then you can have a circling
that one. Wait, I have a question for the whole table. This is my last side question. So would y'all rather have fuck with somebody who's fucked five of y'all's friends, or fuck with or date someone who's fucked 50 people?
Top of random ass, boozy ass.
Which one's worse? Like, which one's worse, man? It's like, it's levels to the wholeness.
What type of sick ass like that, dude?
It's levels to the wholeness.
Listen, man, we go. Listen, because
someone who's fucked with all your niggas
is sick,
and then someone who's fucked with hella niggas.
Hey, man, listen.
Oh no, that's
fucked up thing. This is reality for people.
I wouldn't fuck with either one.
Might be sicker than that nigga. Might be sicker than that.
I told you,
y'all pick.
I don't know.
You have to pick.
I don't know. My hand has never done you wrong.
Like, no. You're not a sick hoe.
Okay, what was the question? What makes a person a hoe?
Yeah,
you never answer. I don't know.
I feel like you a hoe
if you just fucking anything, just fucking however many.
But then we're not
the answer difference.
Males and females. Males and females.
Fucking the case.
There's, I'm not
fucking
the case. So you don't have a double standard, is what you're saying. But.
Yeah, no, I don't hold you though. If that nigga tells me,
oh,
I fuck 50 bitches,
I'm
gonna think you're a hoe.
Damn. So then the dude came up to you and said, I got 15 bodies. If a dude came up to you and said,
I mean, if we're being realistic,
I think it depends on the
15?
Breakdown, really. Like,
yeah.
Did you accumulate that? I think it's just like what he's his little
time out.
I think that has some like.
Hold on. Y'all say y'all don't want a nigga who been fucking hella bitches, but let a nigga have one body. You'll be like, this nigga don't get no pussy. He sucks.
No. A female loves a guy that gets bitches. If you can get girls, yeah, she wants the guy that.
But she don't want no nigga who don't get no bitches. So that don't make no sense.
I personally don't do that because I'm not that type of person, but.
No, so girl you're telling me who don't got no bitches.
If a nigga is telling me he fucks 60 bitches within our city. Within Columbus area.
It's a big city, though.
I'm going to be like...
They say
it's a... They said we're growing population.
I just come from the hoest part.
Big girls, short girls, all ambitious.
This is a pretty big city.
This is where it goes
know
down.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say. But
Bright lights.
Okay, they're having fun. Females or males.
So that time out.
I never
bodies,
took a freak
I'm
bitch no
so
way.
Time out. That's
so
what I'm
version.
So
wait,
look.
So some niggas that get a lot of bitches when they're fucking
nowhere.
Everyone else. Is that what you're trying
to say?
Life's full of twists. I feel like girls say they don't want a nigga who's been through with everybody.
Bumps and STDs.
I
live.
I feel like females say they don't want to be with a nigga who's been with everybody. But then they don't want a nigga who's been with nobody.
Mini Snicker.
So I want to hear that little 15 bodies point you was about to try to make because suddenly would you
realistic if we're being realistic
as a
2020 people our age as a 2020 people our age I don't think 15 is a lot
for a girl for a man or for both
for both.
You're about to, you're not about to sit here and cap to me like I don't know you. If you about to sit here and tell me that if a girl told you she had 15 bodies, you would not
like,
look. You will look at her sideways like, excuse me, you got how much? Now if a dude sat there and told you he got 15 bodies, you telling me that you gonna look at him sideways?
15 is normal.
It's not normal for both.
I'm going to
be
standard.
Honest,
bro.
But you have that double standard, too.
I do, too.
The girl's lifestyle, it honestly tells you. It can tell you a lot, too, bro.
You got 12 bodies. You got 12 bodies.
So that's different.
Two people a year from age 16.
Would you rather want, would you want somebody inexperienced or experienced, though?
We said 15, but you added an extra 3 in there, so get to mixing.
All right, 3 to 12 is lame-ass niggas, so that makes
question?
It worse.
Stuck on this question.
I mean, lame niggas make the pussy worse.
A hoe is somebody that don't got
sex.
That's a true statement. Lame niggas hitting makes your
it devalues the female.
Lame people hitting makes your vagina worse. And that's when I go to bed.
Also, bro.
If you have to, at the end of the day, if you got a question, if you got too many bodies.
You got too many bodies.
I did.
You got too many bodies.
That's
y'all got any that y'all thought about? Just like, Shit, I always thought about this, but like I ain't never been in a situation to talk on it or ask it. What's...
No, there was a question, damn it, Wade.
All right, I got one now. So, y'all probably outside looking, being in a relationship, what puts you in a perspective that maybe a guy online or something like that, you find him attractive from his social media presence without knowing him? Mm-hmm. What factors in besides looks? Like, what's something that you can see? For women too, also, like
as far as social media,
like social media, somebody is all right. I like them. I like some people. I've heard them say you're cute. I like where he carries himself. I like how he speaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he knows, like stuff like that. And then, but also on the other side with guys, if a woman removes all her pictures on her posts,
you're not getting talked to. Weird.
I understand, but what's something that would attract you to them?
Outside of the post?
Yeah.
Shit.
No views or nothing like that. Know them, like say she fluent and know about sports and stuff. That's not a turn on to you?
I mean,
she played Call of Duty or something like that. Like it's shit just, like that. Something like that. I'm just like, it's a serious question, bro.
I don't really when I'm first trying to talk to somebody, I honestly, guy, it might be foul or not. I don't care. I'm gonna look at you, and if I don't think you cute, it's now, slow. How do you observe it's slower than slow.
Without seeing them in person, knowing them in person, how do you observe them that way?
You can get a good vibe. Yeah, facts. You can definitely. Yeah,
but you know, filters and shit do play a part. But then I guess you gotta cross that bridge when you meet
it. But I mean, but if you get to the conversation, if you get to get into them DMs,
I was like,
oh boy, we're not even about to get boy because. We're not about to name drop in here like I said, but
those filters is definitely
dangerous. IG got a problem.
Definitely different. So
but yeah, I mean, I think like when it comes to like post social media and stuff like that, I don't think that anybody ever just sits there and be like, oh, you just look like you're a nice person, a genuine person. Looks either like you, it's going to be looks, and then it's going to be it's going to go after that conversation.
Like dead ass. Once you have a girl tell me like,
yeah. Niggas like send me paragraphs. It's like you look
like you look so nice, or you look so mean or something like that. You come off mean online. Like you're real nice in person. Like how do you get that?
You come off from mean online. It's fucking funny.
Like what, bro?
That's fucking funny.
Oh no, I've definitely been up to being told that I look mean. So I mean,
yeah, like
I
you come off mean online.
But like, I don't know. I just think like once you have a conversation with that person, you can low key see what type of vibe is coming off and see what you're about to get. Yeah, I mean, you might not know everything about the person, but you're gonna know like, okay, I know what I'm kind of getting.
But then you also get people that say me online isn't me in person.
Oh, that's true. And that's very true.
And now I'm saying that's true.
And that's so like, that shit is foul in itself.
Because you're
yeah, facts. But I definitely have a question though.
You're living two lives with two wives.
Because this is.
So what did you ask? You said that they didn't have pictures on there.
Yeah, like how would you decipher a person? How would you approach them like without knowing them?
I feel like that wouldn't get my attention. Like if you're not posting, that's a troll ass page.
So I mean, so basically, that's what I'm basically saying.
Yeah, you're not. I think any normal person like they have no posts. That's weird. Why you're not interested. You're not gonna be interested. Why am I talking to a black profile picture? Like
weird.
What am I gonna say? Cause I don't see your pictures. But for me, it all depends how a nigga type.
Hold up, nigga, your girlfriend was an egg on Twitter for like 12 years.
I've known her before Twitter.
Oh, that one worked in. Never mind. Retract that statement.
Retract that from the what's that? What they say when they in court? But that besides the point. I got you. Recant that statement. That was there. But that's why you should be a lawyer. I do have a question because this is, I feel like I've asked this question to three different people and there's all different answers, but I feel like it's a double standard in this too. why do y'all feel like women, why do women feel like it's a problem to go after someone that their friend has been with? But dudes, because you feel me, there are situations where dudes will sit there and be real with their bro and be like, hey, I want your chick. I'm gonna hit your chick when y'all done, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it Eskimo bros for a reason, you feel me? But why do girls feel like it's so much more fouler than...
I feel like if you're not friends like that, then do your thing.
Like, if why we do you feel it's more fouler than, like, why is our perspective different than men's?
Or I don't... I mean, like, why do y'all feel like it's so foul
to do that? He's saying, like, if I was to come up to you and I'm like, oh, I want to fuck Jayla. Mm-hmm. Like, how is that... Why do you think that's wrong? But, like, if it's a man... Like,
because dudes...
Like, if them two
because we
saying,
do that.
If they're right, talking right. with them... Like, them
too,
and you're saying, oh, I
want to
fuck your girl.
Like, okay, hey, bro, I mean, it won't be on some, like, you feel me? It won't be, like, your girlfriend type of thing. But, like, say like, you feel me?
Somebody you used to mess with?
Yeah. So, say, like, you feel me? Like, Prater was sitting there messing with Chick A. Mm-hmm. And they broke, like, they weren't even breaking. They was just having sex. Mm-hmm. But then I come up, and I hit Chick A. Mm-hmm. We still going to be cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like in a girl situation... Her and her friend aren't going to be cool because I feel like y'all be having... I don't know if it's like...
It's like a girl code for sure. Like, what? So what's your question? What you mean?
I mean, it's that question, but I'm saying like it's a girl. I give you that y'all... Some of y'all feel like it's a girl code, but
some... Some don't.
Yeah, facts.
I personally had a friend who fucked my ex-nigga, and I tried to cut her off.
And I had a previous friend.
Because me and her were friends. Like, really friends.
Like, I get it, like... I don't know. It's really a girl code. Because it's like, if you are my...
But at the same
if
you're time,
my
you
friend,
can't
like,
help...
I mean, you can't attraction. Help it. You can't. Because at the end of the day,
you
like...
You can't help attraction.
If it don't
if
work
you,
for me,
pretty,
it might work
pretty.
For you. It might work
if
for
you.
If
you a good-looking dude, you a good-looking
like
dude. Like, nobody
weird.
Can't
I
help
it's
yourself.
Weird because how can my friend that we're like this, how can you feel comfortable kissing
okay,
me
are
and
you
I've
saying,
been all of...
Are you saying like...
I'm not... Okay, see, I think you might be getting the wrong...
I might.
Because I don't... I feel like it is foul. Say if it was... If Jayla sat there and broke up with y'all, if y'all two broke up, and then she go mess with like one of your friends, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if y'all been into a relationship for a certain period of time, or if there was love within that relationship, it should not. That I feel like that is invalid. That is
all
good. I feel like everybody has that one or they have two people that they would be
like,
you know.
Situationships.
Yeah, I mean, situationships or even relationships that you just felt like it wasn't serious.
Okay, so when it comes to that, let me tell you. If it's like, because me personally, I feel like that's happened with me and one of my friends. Like, it's a mush. They didn't really have nothing. She just had a crush on him. He didn't like her or nothing. She had a crush on him. Me and him ended up talking because, you know, I get what you're coming, where you're coming from. If it's like, I don't know. I feel like it really just depends, like you said. The love that was involved in it and all that stuff, that's when girls draw the line. If they was in love with the nigga, I'm like, why would you
But do y'all
that?
Feel like...
But in that instance,
but do y'all feel like that every person is off limits for y'all? Do y'all feel like that if, regardless of who it is, if y'all had sex or any type of situation with them, do you feel like your friends should be off limits to that person?
If it's somebody I wasn't serious with, they can have that. I don't know.
It depends on how close me and the friend are. If me and the friend are super close, I just can't see you being interested in the nigga I was interested in.
Right.
But if you are, I mean, like, I couldn't see myself cutting my friend off necessarily for liking somebody because that's how life happens.
Right.
But then I'm going to feel some type of way about it a little bit. Like,
you are?
I mean, I
don't know. I don't know if
like,
that's because y'all.
I think guys. Sure.
I think guys have this thing where we can emotionally disconnect so easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
females,
females get attached to.
We're attached, you know. Whether
they get
it
attached
like
to somebody, it's
right. Or a situationship. If we get attached, it's different. Like,
but I feel like
I feel like women are different. Feelings are involved.
I don't think it's that either because I feel like I've asked two other girls this question. Mm-hmm. And they both told me and said, if we had sex, that person should be off limits for my friends. Because, period, we had sex. You should not be doing that with someone I had sex with. And that's weird. And I feel like, you feel me, when it comes to dudes, even if it was just a sex situation, it's It's up. If you want to sit there, unless you sit there and tell me that this person is off limits, I feel like it's up regardless. And I don't know why girls feel that once they get, once you get their paws on, it's just up. Like it's not. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird.
It's how we're built, honestly. I don't know.
I feel like it depends how close we are.
Yeah, because like if it's not a homegirl,
because I definitely like
have nothing to do with me. But if it's a homegirl, I would any dude that my friends have been with, I've never looked at him that way. Because automatically, once it's hers, I'm not interested.
Right.
I'm not interested.
But what do you mean by once it's hers? Like,
was she involved with the nigga?
So say like okay, it was like a one night. What if it was a one night stand? Then it's still.
I mean, it can be some high school shit, and we 5 years down.
I'm saying it could be freshman year of high school. This
is
a total
different person from when it is now.
I don't know. For me, I feel like it has to do with involvement.
I feel like it depends how close you are too.
Yeah.
Because my friend definitely dated somebody I used to talk to, but me and her are not that close. So I didn't really care. So
yeah.
It was like,
okay. Yeah, that's all. It just depends, truly.
Especially if you've moved on and you're in a total different relationship with somebody else.
That's what I also care about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
At that point, dude.
But then would you still feel like that's weird? Would you still feel some type of way about it? Because, I mean, you're in a whole relationship.
Yeah.
You're caring about this person, right. But yeah, you feel some type of way.
Logically speaking, you should feel some type of way because you moved on. You're with somebody else. But then, like, we're human. You'll be like, damn, I'm literally fucking with somebody I used to, like, love or care for or I was involved with. But I get what you're saying if it was just sex. I don't know. It depends. Like, if it was just sex.
Any common sense person would be like, that shit's kind of weird.
I don't think so. But wait, I don't think so because in men's situations, there are what's in that group chat.
I feel like it's
you know what's in that group chat.
I was like, I don't know why Wade acting brand new.
No, listen, because I had a situation with man's. Like, if he came to me, I ain't give a fuck. I really don't care.
But, like, I don't know. But me and Prater have been in this situation.
I know.
Even with a chick that I was in a whole relationship with. But it was still no type of animosity because it was like, we're close. We're close. If I feel like if I'm close with you, my loyalty is to you. I can care less about that woman, about what you're doing with that woman. As long as, I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. If it's somebody that I truly care for, like, you feel me? There's all, like I said, there's always that one person or those two people that...
It really depends on who it is.
But I feel like for girls, it's just... It's everyone. Why you say... Because y'all literally... Because
y'all are emotionally invested in everyone.
I think
for women are most of the time always involved. Rather, it is just sex.
Because y'all are...
We are emotional beings. Yes. Feelings are involved. Like, not going cat. So I think the fact that feelings are involved, because girls can have girls can have sex and not have feelings. So I feel like if that was the case...
We do it more.
I mean, we definitely do it more. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying that there are women that will sit there and do that.
I don't know. If you're my bestie, whatever the fuck you are, like, we like this, just don't think about...
But also, if you have friends, y'all might have certain things in common.
Facts.
It might be people.
So you're right.
It might be types of things.
But like, would you feel some type of way?
Double standard situation.
So I got a question. If your friend sat there and went out, if she brought home your boyfriend from sophomore year of high school, would you feel some type of way?
100%.
Not boyfriend.
Mentally, I'd be worried about my family more.
Okay, somebody you fucked with. It wasn't nothing serious.
Killing a bitch.
It was nothing serious. It was maybe, you feel me, a couple kisses, you feel me, nothing.
But this is the thing.
I'm not gonna care.
It's, we're gonna like have that. I don't care. Niggas gonna act like that. It's gonna be some shit like, all right, your boy bring a girl that you was fucking with back then. It's like, damn, we even talked about this. Like, I wish I would have actually like went through with that. Actually, really fucked.
I don't know.
He gets her. He brings her. You gonna have a little like, fuck, I wish that was me type shit.
I feel, but you I don't feel like it's. But that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like it's animosity. I feel like it's more like, you feel me. It's more like
jealousy.
No, I don't know. I don't know because I don't feel like we would feel like we're. Because I feel like girls, they will feel like they're betrayed. I feel like y'all feel betrayed if y'all's friend did that. I wouldn't say that we feel betrayed.
It has to do how close y'all are, how long you dated that person.
It's a lot of different variables.
That's kind of hard, I feel like, but I get what you're saying by saying women, it seems like women don't care what
I know you just heard them say, I don't care if we was just doing this, doing that, doing the third. If I was messing with him, my friend should not be touching me.
If I fucked Raider, will we be?
That's a different thing.
Exactly.
I understand that.
And I'm saying that's what I'm trying to.
But what I'm saying, they're saying they don't care if it was that. They don't care if it was just like a one night stand.
It depends on how close the friend.
If y'all out here caring about one night stand, there's a lot wrong with y'all. Like that's
but,
if y'all are close as friends,
like me and her, and then I go fuck one of her niggas, and I come to, oh, I fuck so and so, she's gonna feel some type of way.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a one night stand though.
It's a one night stand. Nothing more came from it.
It's the principle. You have to have respect for your friend.
It's not a principle.
I can't agree with that, Jay.
Let's make this scenario.
Okay, so I throw a birthday party. About,
if a dude fuck you one night and then don't talk to you ever again, and then you mad that your homegirl went and got it.
That's weird. To me, that's weird.
Come on, bro.
I really could be mad.
I'm saying, you really can't be mad at that. Like,
You can't be raving unless it was the best dick of your life, but that could also be true. That could be a problem, but listen, that's a valid ass point though.
Cause that shit really happens. Like, oh, his dick was bomb, so.
So let me try that.
Another bitch is gonna be like, shit, I heard from my homegirl. You feel me? No, for real though. Like,
this shit is real. This is
real as fuck.
Real as fuck. Like, real.
Like, no. Dead ass.
Weird ass friends, dude.
I mean, man. It's all casual sex.
Tell me about a dude she was involved with. I'm not like, oh, let me go find out.
We're not saying you have to intentionally go out, but that shit really happens.
If she's telling me you need to go try, then that's different. And that's still weird.
Okay, so, but I'm saying like this. So, say, dude, you meet dude at a club. You don't even know, bro. Mm-hmm. You see dude at a club. Y'all end up sleeping together that night. You come to find out a week later, bro slid in your girl's DMs, and they out here dating.
I mean, if you don't know, if you didn't know, then that's...
I mean, but you come to find out. So, I'm saying you come to find out. They get in a relationship, and they come over... Like a week later to your house, and she was like, "Oh yeah, my boyfriend coming, blah blah blah." And you come out, "This is your dude. This is the dude I have."
Nothing to do with her. She didn't know.
That becomes an awkward moment.
But would you feel? But would you feel some type of way?
I gotta say, you gotta keep it G with your homegirl too. Don't be one of them bitches that sit back and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna make this day and have animosity after that."
Oh, for sure.
After all that shit, you pour it to the side, be like, "Hey."
I don't know if you noticed. I feel like you come to your homegirl.
You're talking about if your friend is talking to a dude, right?
And you don't know what dude it is, and you run into him, and you don't know who the dude is, uh-huh. and y'all have sex, and then you find out that's your friend's dude. That's what you're saying?
I'm just giving out random scenarios because I'm just saying I feel like In a dude's world, we don't find that unless, like I said, unless it is that one person, unless that person is special
everybody,
to you.
Everybody's had that.
But you cannot sit there and tell me. You cannot sit there and tell me that every person you have been involved with is special to you. Yes. You can't. You cannot sit there and tell me that. So with that being said, I feel like girls or women, they feel some type of way because they feel like if that was theirs at one point in time, mm-hmm. it should be off limits. And I feel like in a dude's world, that's not
that
it.
Like,
oh, yeah, there are definitely girls that, I mean, there are girls that betray their best friends every day. I mean, I give you that.
But
what
saying,
I'm saying.
It's not even, it's not that. It's like, bitches really don't care. Like, they'll fuck the same nigga and lie about it. And they'll be cool with that.
I'm
like,
saying, like,
there are like that, and then there's females who do, like.
But what I'm
weird.
Saying is, I don't see. But you I feel like there are no dude. I don't see. I've never met a dude that has had a problem with that.
Yeah,
unless it was
that
person.
Y'all don't put that much thought into it, like, those dudes. That's what I'm saying. Like,
wow, though.
I feel like sex is not valued.
We're different.
As much
as we know, those females are different.
At this point, I feel like at this point in our lives, it's like. If you, I'm not even trying to be, honestly, if you fuck with somebody and you find potential in them and you want to fuck with
that's
them.
That's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Like, you can't be mad at them for wanting to do it. Like, as a friend, now you're trying to be like, as a friend, I'm past them already. You got to be like,
I'm done with
fuck
you.
Fuck it. Fuck
I'm
it.
I'm done with you.
Have your shot at
you
it.
You have fun with that.
I
have my fun.
I feel like it's a little weird, but like y'all say, you can't stop nobody from.
Now, don't get me wrong, because no, you won't know. I'm a riffy. Because if I sat there and be like, you feel me? Hey, you do it. You cuff that. You know. You remember what I did with that?
No cap.
Because you know you won't hear me. Don't get me wrong.
It be,
it's not gonna be like no shit under the bridge. Like, you feel me? It's not.
And let's
no
be
cap.
Let's
no
be
cap.
One. How many times have you fucked with somebody and be like, I got
the neck.
You
from
even,
all of that.
I got to everything.
My nut was in there
like,
throat. And you are kissing that. You're weird. Yes, you're going to know.
I didn't even get the best one out of the friend group type shit.
Hey, no, ain't that the worst when you pick the wrong friend?
So
that
now you can't.
Worst.
You can have that because you've had that thought. You could have put yourself
bro.
In that situation.
I did that shit.
If you really
times.
Wanted it, you can go do that shit.
That shit
That's
sucks.
What I'm saying. So it like, it comes to a point where it's just like.
Sad as fuck.
You didn't want to talk to the bitch no more.
Stupid bitch.
Goddamn. Stupid
bitch.
Why did I meet her first?
Stupid bitch.
Eyeballing this shit like that. You.
Rat. And then
motherfucker.
Fuck you. You know.
Then you just start looking at her like, you really ugly.
So, Raymond, let me ask you how you feel about this. So, you know how we talk about girl code or whatever. So, how do you feel if you talk to a dude you talk to his friend? How do you feel? Do you feel like you would never do that? Or
wait, say it again.
Would you talk? Okay, so you know how we say it's a girl code or whatever. Uh-huh. But, like, roles are reversed. Would you talk to a dude's friend that you mess with? Like, have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't.
But would you feel some type of way, though?
If I was fucking with one dude and I go fuck with his friend?
Yeah,
well, are you talking about like in a relationship, or are you talking about like just like okay, we were just talking, we was cool, like you feel me, we was trying
like
to fuck with each other, but
relationship, and then you got a relationship with the friend.
Oh no, see, no, I think that's foul.
Yeah, that is.
That's foul. Now that's foul. That's a whole different situation. That's.
But why
that's
would you
different.
Say? Which one would you say? As a friend, I mean, go ahead. Like you can't stop.
I feel
that.
Like
you can't.
I feel
so
like.
What's the problem?
Trying to jump,
problem.
I try. I feel like
what's
it's a difference
problem,
between. I feel like it's a difference between.
I did that in middle school. I mean, that's middle school shit. But I feel like you said, you moved on. Like
I feel like it's a difference between.
What's up?
Getting body, and moving from one person to a next for looking for love. I feel like that's mm-hmm. a whole different situation.
Definitely,
like I feel
sure.
like that's
for
that's
sure.
that's different. That's different
oh,
levels
yeah.
of trying to like. Like you're a true homie hopper if you're sitting there telling me that you're about to you just try to be in a whole relationship with me
mm-hmm.
and then turn around and then try to be with my bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's I think that's weird.
You're a
that's
kind
weird.
Of animal.
You're yeah.
Like if
things, you're
that's
weird.
Like
you're a different
kind of
animal.
Want it in. That's weird. You know?
That's weird to me. But now say like you feel me. Oh, we was just trying things out. It might have just been like a couple weeks. You feel me? A month maybe. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you jump. You might, I'm not saying that you,
nothing serious.
Like, you know, nothing serious, but like you jump onto my bro, and he really make you happy. Now that's a whole different story. Because I mean, I'm not saying that. That's happened in our group. That's happened in our group.
I'm not gonna talk and not be serious with him one day, and then the next day, the next week, I'm gonna go talk to Lil. Like that's still.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep. Now it's just if there's a time frame and niggas is over each other, then.
What's the time frame, y'all? I say a couple years.
If we're relationship serious, wise, or you talking? Oh, if you've been in a relationship, then yes, it's months.
Because I feel like with me, this is middle school shit, obviously. But like, so for my situation, me and dude, we obviously didn't work out or whatever. Time goes by, maybe like a year or whatever, and then me and a friend, like, you know, we start getting cool, liking each other, and like you said, dudes don't care, so they be like you cool, and then me, like, I'm past him. So it's like, I'm not, you do think, like, that's his friend, like, girls, like, you have thoughts, I'm like, that's his friend, like,
everybody
has
thoughts.
This is kind of, like, weird, but it's just like, you can't stop, like, you know, you can't help who you like, you know, like y'all was saying, so.
Yeah, but I mean, but then again, like I said, that's, I feel like that's another double standard, because I know for a fact that if a girl did that, it would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But if a dude did that, mm-hmm, I know the girl's gonna be like, oh, hell no. You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up if you think that you about to jump to me and then you trying to have me be in the same room with you and my girl. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. And I know that for a fact.
Oh, for sure.
But that's, I mean, hey, we gotta accept the double standard, right?
It's an evil world.
We gotta accept the double standard, right?
It is really.
Okay. No. I'm just saying. We gotta accept the double standard.
We gotta change that.
Oh, we gonna change it? Which way we gonna change it, though?
Oh, we gonna change it now.
Which way we gonna change it, though? To where we're girls can't
fucking,
do it?
We not fucking
with friends?
Nope. Off limits.
Yes. Hell no. You're crazy. Hell no.
Off limits.
No,
that's what it's gotta be.
Men
definitely aren't changing that. They're not.
I just want everybody to accept the fact that we all aren't shit, and we just move on from there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's, right, hey, man.
You fuck who you want to. You marry who you want to.
Let's wrap up this
listen,
episode.
Listen, listen, man. Choose your bitches wisely.
Choose them.
Choose your niggas wisely.
Choose them.
Don't be no fucking dummy. Do your background research.
Have
common sense. Ask your homies, have they touched it? Ask your homegirls, have they touched it? Don't be no fucking fool.
Don't be no weirdo.
Don't be no weirdo. Man, don't be no weird. Don't be a weird nigga or a weird bitch. Nobody like you.
Hey, man, just
listen.
Come out here, be catch safe. Your bodies. Facts. Catch your bodies, be safe.
Be safe, live your life.
Yo, love, man.
Don't discriminate. That's it. Love. I'm out.
Any closing remarks? You want to say anything? Or pass the prayer over here. Finish it before that.
Men ain't.
Choose your bitches wisely.
Men ain't shit. Women ain't shit.
Ain't shit. We will all not be
not
shit.
As a collective, we're not shit.
So you know what? Get over it. And live your life.
That's it. One life tap.
Huh?
All right, man. Fuck what you said. All right, I appreciate y'all for coming. Thanks, Art. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Kevon. Thanks, Ty. He's probably asleep, but yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Will. Thanks, Will, for showing up and doing your job. But whatever. But yeah. Appreciate y'all coming out. Until next time, niggas.